This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Now let's check out some TV show trailers. Never Have I Ever Season 2 trailer was released. One Nerd, Two Boyfriends, Mindy Kaling's hit coming-of-age comedy series will be returning to Netflix for Season 2 in July. Check out the trailer of Never Have I Ever, the coming-of-age comedy, because it's set to return to Netflix for its sophomore season on July 15th. It will still follow Indian-American teenager Devi as she continues to deal with the everyday pressures of high school and drama at home, while also navigating new romantic relationships. There's a new student in town, and Devi exclaims her dismay in the trailer. Check out the trailer now for Never Have I Ever. Another TV show trailer that was released is Tom and Jerry in New York. The iconic cat and mouse duo is settling into their new digs at the Royal Gate Hotel, and they're gonna unleash mayhem across the big city, inciting hilarious chaos uptown, downtown, and everywhere their manic escapades take them. Check out the trailer for Tom and Jerry in New York. It'll debut on HBO Max July 1st. Rounding out the week in TV trailers is an Apple TV Plus original series, which is getting me very excited because Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell star in The Shrink Next Door. It's inspired by the true story of Marty and the therapist who turned his life around, then took it over. When he first meets Dr. Ike, Marty just wants to get better at boundaries. Over 30 years, he'll learn all about them and what happens when they get crossed. Check out the teaser trailer for The Shrink Next Door. It'll debut on Apple TV this fall. Now let's check out some TV show news. No other series has equalized CBS's The Equalizer in 2021 ratings. But what's number two? Law & Order Organized Crime. With the benefit of the coveted post-Super Bowl time slot, The Equalizer launched to more than 20 million live TV viewers in February. The Queen Latifah crime drama averaged a 1.7 rating among adults 18 to 49 and 12.7 million total views. The number two slot was Law & Order Organized Crime, which marked the eagerly awaited return of Christopher Milani's detective Elliot Stabler a decade after he left SVU. The third biggest show of the season is Big Sky from ABC. Some cool TV news. In more TV news, Annie Alonzen is set to lead the NBC drama pilot Getaway. Written and executive produced by J.J. Bailey and Maura Kirlin, Getaway centers on a destination wedding at an isolated luxury resort that quickly descends into chaos after a group of dangerous criminals take the island hostage. The small group of guests, led by a fearless female army vet played by Lonson, will do everything they can to stay alive. Her character is Tessa Carrillo, and she's a physically tough army medical vet who at 18 put her career dreams on hold after her parents died to take care of her younger sister, Grace. Although the siblings are now on different paths, with Grace marrying a political scion, Tessa is attending her wedding in the hope she can relax and reconnect with her sister. Exciting news from NBC. Rounding out the week in TV news is an interesting story about NBC's Manifest. Following their surprising decision to cancel the show after three seasons on Monday night, Netflix quickly emerged as the leading possible new destination for the show, thanks to some opportune timing. The first two seasons of the missing plane drama debuted on Netflix last Thursday and quickly climbed to number one. It's held there for a week now. Conversations are taking place between Manifest Studio Warner Brothers and Netflix. They're evaluating the viability and financials of a possible pickup. There have been just a couple of canceled broadcast series that have been rescued by Netflix so far, most notably Lucifer, which became a hit Netflix series after Fox canceled it. Manifest was created by Jeff Rake, who has a six-season plan for the show, so he's hopeful about finding a new home. NBC canceled Manifest less than 24 hours after the options of the cast were to expire. Some hopeful news coming from Netflix. That's it for TV news. Now let's jump into some movie trailers. IFC Midnight has released a trailer by Wyatt Rockefeller titled Settlers, starring Sophia Boutella, Johnny Lee Miller, Brooklyn Prince, and many others. It's an eye-catching sci-fi thriller with elements of a classical western. On a remote homestead amongst the Martian frontier, a refugee family from Earth clings to hope for a better life. But when strangers appear in the surrounding hills and attempt to run them off, 9-year-old Remy, played by Brooklyn Prince, is faced with the desperate reality her mother and father have tried so hard to keep from her. Watch the trailer for Settlers. It'll be released in theaters July 23rd. Another movie trailer released this week is a weird one from Nicolas Cage called Pig. He plays a traffic hunter who lives alone in an Oregon wilderness, but he must return to his past in Portland because somebody stole his foraging pig. Check out the trailer for Pig. It'll be released July 16th. Rounding out the week in movie trailers, it's like an existential scavenger hunt for your soul in upcoming film How It Ends. How It Ends is about Lizza, played by Zoe Lister-Jones, who scores an invite to one of the last parties before the world ends. But making it there won't be easy after her car is stolen and the clock is ticking on her plan to tie up loose ends with family and friends. Accompanied by her younger self, played by Kathy Spaney, Lizza embarks on a journey across Los Angeles, running into an eclectic cast of characters along the way. Check out the trailer for How It Ends. It will debut July 20th. That's it for movie trailers. Now let's check out some film news. Looks like The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife, Lion Gates' new release, will take the number one slot from A Quiet Place Part 2 this week. After opening with a better expected turnout, the film is a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard starring Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. It earned over $21 million opening in August 2017. It went on to gross over $75 million and $176 million globally. In some more film news, AJ Mikalka has joined the cast of the upcoming Ray Donovan feature-length film. She'll play the younger version of Abby in the film, which will continue Ray's journey following the hit drama series' seven-season run on Showtime. Star Lee Shriver returns to his role and co-writes the script, along with series showrunner David Hollander, who also directs. The new film picks up where season 7 left off, following the series' surprise cancellation last year. No word yet on when the Ray Donovan film will be released. And rounding out the week in film news is some sad news because Pacific Theaters, which includes ArcLight Cinemas, is really not set to reopen anytime soon. The exhibition company released a statement on June 18th that says that they're filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection in order to liquidate their assets for creditors. The assets mean the equipment, seats, projectors, and popcorn machines at all ArcLight and Pacific locations, except for ArcLight Hollywood and Cinerama Dome, which is owned by a different company. In some hopeful news, though, AMC is closing in on a deal to take on the leases of Pacific's multiplexes at the Grove in Los Angeles and the Americana in Glendale, California. So hopefully some theaters can be saved, but overall some very sad news from Pacific Theaters and ArcLight Cinemas. That's it for movie news. All right, time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, we're checking out In the Heights, directed by John M. Chu. It came out June 11th. In Washington Heights, New York, the scent of a warm coffee hangs in the air just outside the 181st Street subway stop, where a kaleidoscope of dreams rallies a vibrant and tight-knit community. At the intersection of it all is a likable and magnetic bodega owner who hopes, imagines, and sings about a better life. The highly anticipated film adaptation of In the Heights, with producers Lin-Manuel Miranda and many others, just came out in theaters. And boy, is it touching. If you're from a community in this country, any community, you can relate to this story. Anthony Ramos plays a bodega owner who inherits a store from his family. The cast of characters in the neighborhood is what makes this film so vibrant and amazing, in my opinion. Gregory Diaz IV plays Sonny, and he's an amazing kid and an amazing actor. And he also represents a very real reality, unfortunately. Olga Marides plays the neighborhood abuela, which, if you're lucky like I was to grow up in a very tight-knit, vibrant community, I'm just Irish Catholic. I had many abuelas in my life, as well as meeting my actual friends' actual abuelas. These people are precious in our society, and they're all over this country. Eastern culture cherishes the influence of elders in their society. And I just wish that Western culture did as well, because I had the insane luck, and still do, to have many abuela, such as the character that Olga played, in my life. And if you were lucky enough to as well, you're going to love this film. It's awesome. The singing is... I'm not a big fan of musicals, but it's not over the top, if that even makes sense. I just really enjoyed watching this movie, and I related to every single layer of this story so well, and personally. Jimmy Smits plays Kevin, who's the father of Nina, played by Leslie Grace. And again, I see Nina's struggle through my eyes, because I had the same struggle. You know, my parents, just like Kevin in the film, do everything they can to put their children in a position to succeed. And I got to go to college because I got to take out loans. But we see Kevin's struggle in trying to do what's best for Nina and how hard that is on Nina as well. Corey Hawkins plays Benny, and there's this incredible scene in the film where Benny and Nina are dancing on the side of her house with the Washington Bridge behind them, and it's just a gorgeous shot. And the way that this film is sequenced and edited, and the cinematography, the background, is just awesome. It's every layer of this film is a really great experience, especially for someone like me. Eventually, through the film, we learn that Anthony Ramos's character has a big crush on Vanessa. And the way that this love story is told is so cool and touching. And it's something that I'm not going to ruin anything in the movie, but wait till you see the arc of these two. Everybody's voice in this is awesome. Like, everybody can sing really well. And the comedy's really great, too. Daniela is played by Daphne Rubin Vega, and she is just awesome. Everybody in this film does a great job. Stephanie Beatriz plays Carla. Ariana Greenblatt plays Nina. It's just a tremendous cultural accomplishment for any community in this country, especially one as historic and important as Washington Heights. And I just hope those that are from the region are proud of this, because I wish my culture and my community had that kind of statement on film like this. This is a tremendous accomplishment in the history of film. And it's what a great time for this movie to come out. Obviously, it was supposed to come out last year, but I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I had a real good time, really good time, watching this film. You know, I saw every single piece of my community in this film. Maybe my community didn't have as much flavor. We did definitely didn't dance as much, but the struggle of Anthony Ramos's character, the resolution at the end of the film. I mean, it's just, this is why film exists. You know, we can all relate to this dream, and we're all trying to accomplish our own dream. And that's why this film is, what a great time for this film to come out as the world begins to open back up again. So, I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. I loved it. It's great fun. Enjoy In the Heights, and thank you so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comments section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons at Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.